Eye weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, clearing skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear, 43. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows at 46. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democratic leaders have made it official. A continuing resolution that's needed to avert a government shutdown on October 1st will include a provision to increase the debt limit. In a joint statement, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said addressing the debt limit is about meeting obligations the government has already made, like the bipartisan emergency COVID relief legislation from December, as well as vital payments to Social Security recipients and veterans. Now, Republicans won't support the increase, saying it's needed to accommodate the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better spending plan. Minority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, tweeted, Democrats do not get to ram through radical far-left policies on party-line votes and brag about how they're transforming the country, but then demand bipartisan cover for racking up historic debt. The Biden administration may not be done yet with this review of the U.S.-UK negotiations for a free trade agreement during the Trump administration, but the prospect of an FTA was a topic of discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and British Secretary of State for International Trade Anne-Marie Trevelyan yesterday. Both of them, in a statement, said discussing USTR's ongoing review of the U.S.-UK free trade agreement negotiations and evaluating how a potential agreement could support the Biden-Harris administration broader Build Back Better agenda. The U.S. ag sector wants to sell more rice, cheese, poultry, and other commodities to the British. The FTA is seen as a necessary part to reduce tariffs and remove restrictions. And USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service says it does not have the jurisdiction to regulate the labeling of plant-based products. In a 2019 petition, the U.S. Cattlemen Association asked the agency to limit the use of meat and beef to just animal products, effectively precluding the use of those terms by plant-based or cell-cultured products. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Kingman, a 13-year-old boy has started a thriving side hustle. We're talking about growing and selling pumpkins. 13-year-old Boston Beck has been doing this since he was 8 years old.
I just thought it was something like fun to do and just give us another hobby, and it turned out to be something big and what might go wrong. So he's going to have some backup plans and some backup money.
That audio courtesy of cake.com. Boston says his dream is to go to K-State and become a vet. And a 19-year-old woman from a Wichita center that provides services for young people with special needs and developmental disabilities has died after being struck by a truck. KSN-TV reports that the accident happened Saturday. Wichita police say the woman ran from a ditch in front of the truck and the driver was unable to stop. The woman's name has not been released. A statement from Hart Springs School says it was believed that staff at the home were intently following current protocols set by Hart Springs and outside governing bodies. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
An 18-year-old woman from New Jersey died after a rental truck overturned on I-70 in northeast Kansas yesterday. The crash happened around 6:15 in the morning on Monday, about 18 miles east of Junction City. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the westbound rental truck went into the center median several times and then rolled. The truck came to a rest on its passenger side in the median. The driver of the truck, Isabella Carroll of Hackensack, New Jersey, was pronounced dead at the scene. Two passengers in the truck, a 22-year-old man from New Jersey and a 23-year-old man from Pennsylvania, were taken to the hospital with suspected minor injuries. The patrol's online crash log says no one was wearing a seatbelt. And the Reno County Sheriff's Office reported on Facebook Monday that they have had some stolen vehicles lately in the far western part of the county. Valuables, including keys, have been left behind. The Sheriff's Office is asking all residents to take your keys out of your vehicles, including your farm trucks and equipment. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Rangers reporting significant progress in fighting a fire that has burned thousands of acres in Nebraska's northern panhandle. Officials with the Pine Ridge Ranger District said yesterday the fire near Crawford is 50% contained. That's an improvement from 15% containment reported on Sunday against the fire. It's been burning for over a week now. Pre-evacuation notices for sections around Crawford County were lifted. The fire, which is in Dawes County, was moved to a Type 4 incident, which means resources are usually local, and some or all of the command and general staff positions will be from local resources. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts resurrecting a version of Nebraska's daily virus reporting dashboard website because the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations has continued to rise. The state eliminated its daily virus dashboard back in June. At the same time, the last of Ricketts' emergency orders related to the pandemic were allowed to expire. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously approved the budget as published, with no one present for the budget hearing. Barb Kiekhafer, County Commissioner, feels Marshall County's going in the right direction, pointing out that in 2018, the mill levy was 51.008. This next year will be 47.092 mills. County Health Nurse updated KDHE and CDC COVID guidelines. Numbers fluctuate daily, but they are seeing a gradual decrease in positive cases. Commissioners voted to terminate COVID pay from this point forward. Time off for COVID or quarantine for county employees will be counted against sick leave. Previous federal funding allowed the county to compensate lost wages separately for such cases. The county councilor, Jason Brenniger, reported Kansas is not subject to an executive order in regards to mandatory vaccinations for employers with more than 100 employees, as Kansas is not an OSHA state. $5,000 was approved toward Red Ribbon Week for supplies, including awareness bracelets, pencils, and T-shirts to promote drug and bully prevention, including T-shirts for all 400 Marysville Elementary students. The board recommended expanding this to all elementary schools in the county. Commissioners further discussed the City of Blue Rapids' recent request for funds to help construct a county park. Consensus was to see more concrete plans before deciding on a donation. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was again routine business. Emergency Preparedness Director advised Nemahal County Commissioners last week that he received a map of the transmission line proposed by Evergy that runs from the Irish Creek Wind Farm into Nemahal County. Nemahal County Sheriff advised the board Josh Winkler is resigning as a deputy for the county effective September 17. Marysville USD 364 School Board last Monday had no comments. Their budget hearing and unanimously approved as published. The $20.2 million budget results in a 0.8 mil increase to 59.734 mils. Administration has been approached by a group of students asking to form a gay straight alliance club. After review of policy on clubs and organizations, unanimous approval was given to proceed. October 8th was approved as a full day in service dismissal. Rock Creek High School has asked permission to join the North Central Kansas League, which will consider the request at their October 21st meeting. The board will meet with the Kansas Association of School Board Representative October 5th to begin the search for a new superintendent. Michael Couch had advised earlier that he is taking retirement end of this year, which will mark his second year of service in the district. Work on their new greenhouse adjacent to the Ag Complex is being completed with funding through the Marysville FFA alumni. Football homecoming activities were held at area schools last week. Friday, with Valley Heights defeating Horton in their homecoming football game, Catherine Torber was crowned queen and Trayton Claycamp king. At Frankfort, the Wildcats held off Onega in overtime, crowning Kayla Corneliuson queen and Ethan Armstrong king. At Lynn, they defeated Wetmore in their homecoming football game, with the queen crowned Lindsay Mueller and the king Gunnar Turk. At Southern, they lost a decision to Heartland in the football game, naming the queen Madison Wagner and the king Brock Adams. Michael D. Doc Lynn, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doc Lynn. Carol G. Claycamp, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Claycamp. Charlene E. Hippen, age 83, of Lewiston, passed away Friday. Memorial service Wednesday, 10:30 at the American Lutheran Church in Philly, Nernmont, and the Lewiston Cemetery. Registration book available Tuesday, 9 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Charlene Hippen. J.B. Kufall, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for J.B. Kufall. Melanie D. Johnson, age 59, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Private family interment will be held at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 5 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melanie Johnson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder during this National Constitution Week, does the Constitution authorize the U.S. government to purchase new territory? The Constitution makes no mention of purchasing land from foreign nations. In 1803, when France offered to sell its claim to the vast Louisiana Territory to the United States, President Thomas Jefferson first considered amending the Constitution. Realizing that ratifying an amendment would take too long, Jefferson interpreted the existing constitutional power to govern territories as implying the ability to purchase them. The Senate then ratified a treaty with France for the Louisiana Purchase. Article 2, Section 2 gives the president the right to make treaties subject to approval by a two-thirds vote of the Senate. A reminder during our Constitution Week from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this cold front continue to push off towards the east with an upper-level trough, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest for this Tuesday, continuing into tonight. High-pressure system moves in, bringing beautiful weather as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through across the area as we head into Friday night across the central parts of the Midwest, Thursday night across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing cooler temperatures for the end of the week. It does look like we'll see warmer temperatures across our area as we head into Sunday, continuing into Monday. So across the area, decreasing clouds, lower 70s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, clear skies, 43. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies at 71. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 46. For Thursday and Friday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 80, record high on this date, 101. The average low, 55, the record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 7:26. Sunrise the morning at 7:14.
America has always been a melting pot nation, but the ingredients are ever changing. A revealing look at our second and third languages today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 21st, the 264th day of the year. Actor Bill Murray and novelist Stephen King are sharing a birthday. It'll come as no surprise that after English, the second most spoken language in the U.S. is Spanish. But when you break it down on a state-by-state basis, the rankings are a little more interesting. There are four states where French is the number two tongue: Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Louisiana. And there is one state where German is the most used second language: North Dakota. The most commonly spoken third languages include Vietnamese in the Southern Plains, Navajo in the Southwest, Polish in the Chicago area, Arabic in Michigan, and Italian in New Jersey. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer-dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several of the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500 LTZ71s, a 21 Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, it's a Z71 edition, and they have a new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Salvador Perez hit his 46th home run, breaking Johnny Bench's record for homers by a catcher in a season. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 7-2 yesterday in the first game of a doubleheader. Perez hit a two-run homer in the fifth inning, topping Bench's total from 1970 for the most by a player who played at least 75% of his team's games as catcher. Royals manager Mike Matheny considered it an honor to witness the moment. Hunter Dozier and Andrew Benintendi also hit two-run homers for the Royals. The seven-inning game was the makeup of a July 11th rainout. The Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians go at it again at 5:10 this evening. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Byron Pringle has inked a deal with Pringles. The chipmaker recruited Pringle to debut new tailgating stacks this season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select cross-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
The Wichita Wind Surge becoming playoff bound became a reality yesterday as the team loaded up their buses and departed for Springdale, Arkansas to start a best of five series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals tonight. Wichita ended their regular season with a 69-51 record, the best in the league, which clinched the top seed in the two-team playoff. The first two games of the championship series start at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow in Springdale. Games 3 and 4, if necessary, and 5, if necessary, will be played in Wichita at Riverfront Stadium. Now to the PGA. Darren Clark won the Stanford International for his third PGA Tour Champions victory of the season, beating KJ Choi with a birdie on the second hole of a playoff. Clark closed with a 5-under-65 at Minnehaha Country Club, birdieing the par 4 18th to match Choi and Steve Flesch at 12-under-198. Flesch then was eliminated. Mid-America Network Sports.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. A tomato a day may help keep skin cancer away, lower blood pressure, and slow aging of the skin. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Lycopene, the red pigment in tomatoes, is the magical ingredient. We know it's good for fighting inflammation and various cancers, but recently UK researchers found that participants who ate a diet rich in tomato paste had 33% greater protection against sunburn. Researchers at The Ohio State University recently discovered that consuming tomatoes each day reduced by half the rate of non-melanoma skin cancers in mice. The Skin Cancer Foundation recommends eating a healthy diet rich in antioxidants, including tomatoes, as part of your battle against skin cancer. And continue to see your dermatologist. Wear a wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses, use sunscreen, and reapply it every 2 hours when in the sun. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If you're a resident of Wyoming, a 4 or 5 hour drive to get somewhere may not seem too bad. But if it's that way today, imagine what it was like about 100 years ago. We visit with one of Wyoming's homesteaders next on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On occasion, you may know that I like digging into our 25-year history of shows here at American Countryside. I'd like to take you back to a lady named Hester Currents, who grew up in the mountains of Wyoming in the teens and 20s. She shared what life was like growing up on a sheep ranch near the town of Tinsleep.
We were only about a half a mile from the schoolhouse, so Daddy built a little cubicle off in our one bedroom that he had added on to the house, and that was a teacher's privacy.
Hester's early years were spent tending sheep on the Bighorn Mountains above Tinsleep. Travel was difficult due to the distance and heavy snows in the winter. Sometimes the snows actually helped her get to school.
We could ski from our house down to the schoolhouse because the snow was so deep that you could just start out and keep going.
Some of her most memorable times up on the mountain came on the weekend when the family went to community dances.
Mom would put a big old rock in the oven and get it hot, and Daddy would put straw on the bottom of the sleigh, and we'd all put our feet on the rock and have comforters to cover us up and keep us warm.
Her dad played in the band. The family would stay with another family that night and head back up the mountain the day after the dance. Travel was difficult. A trip to the doctor was a long journey.
We had to go 60 miles to the doctor, and I fell and threw my arm out of joint, and it got set in a curved position, so I had to go to the doctor to get it straightened out. The family that we stayed with was the people that married my parents, and their son took me and got me an ice cream cone, and I never even heard of an ice cream cone before that.
These obstacles of time and distance were something Hester never thought about. She didn't know any different. Looking back, she felt like she had everything she needed.
I never remember being hungry and never remember being without clothes and never remembered being without love in the family.
Traveling the countryside near Tinsleep, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
A wood stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you essentially are plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Any safety hazards on the farm or ranch become more of an issue if you're sleep deprived. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Getting enough sleep is more important to your health and safety on the farm than you may realize. A lot of research has been done on this, says Susan Harris of Nebraska Extension.
Sleep deficiency is now officially identified as a public health problem by the World Health Organization and the CDC. Sleep is not like a bank account that you can take from and then put back later. Those of us who like to sleep in on the weekends, it's not a good thing. It's not helping you, because each night that you lose some valuable sleep, you are depriving your body of some really essential functions.
Harris says inadequate sleep can lead to many sorts of health problems.
Lack of quality sleep is associated with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, depression, even obesity, and more stress, by the way. Our stress is only emphasized even more when we don't sleep enough.
Not only that, but the longer you go without sleep, says Harris, the less cognitive function you have.
Also, it affects our safety. Our coordination, our judgment, our executive function is all affected if we don't have enough sleep. And especially in the farming or in the ag industry, this can be a life or death situation if we make poor judgments and if we're klutzes on the farm.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Fair is officially all wrapped up for the state of Kansas for 2021, but it was great for many of the agricultural leaders across the state to get together and convene after the COVID-19 pandemic. One of them, including the Kansas Beef Council, that's talked about their plans over the last year and what they've done on changing things to more virtual online courses to teach agricultural leaders about the nutritional value of beef in the state.
This is a program that we have done about every other year for quite some time now. Of course, last year was a year, luckily, that it wasn't in the rotation to have it. And so typically we go to a farm and ranch in eastern Kansas around Tonganoxie, and we host registered dietitians from across the country to the actual ranch and have that nutrition component tied in the Kansas City area. This year it looked quite a bit different. We hosted it all virtually. So we had beef councils, of course, our state, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Missouri, and we came together. We hosted roughly 17 registered dietitians all from across the country, certainly heavy on those four states, but had some from the coastal states as well. And we bring them in. It was a virtual three-day event, and we essentially sit down with them and give them kind of the latest in beef nutrition.
They go on to say that the use of technology has been definitely beneficial in trying to increase awareness of beef and the proper use of it.
And then, of course, the big component of this virtual event was we sent a drone and GoPro to three different ranch families in Kansas, and so they were able to highlight their farms and ranches via drone. They shot the video ahead of time, and then we had a live Q&A with those producers as well, and that's
And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved debit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired month.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in Florence, Italy, at that Ag Summit and gave reporters an update on how ag sales are going with China.
I've had conversations with my counterpart in China, and the goal here was to continue to encourage China to live up fully and completely to its responsibilities under Phase 1. The good news is that they have obviously increased significantly their purchases from where they were a couple of years ago. I think there are ways in which Phase 1 can clearly be improved. But in the meantime, our desire obviously is for these purchases to continue and to increase. Obviously, it's made an impact because of their purchases at record levels. We've seen a bit of a strengthening, if you will, in comparison to where commodity prices were a year ago. They're not as high as they were a couple months ago, but they're still higher than they were a year ago, and that's in part because of these purchases.
Well, some Democrats on the House Ag Committee urging House Speaker Pelosi to secure an additional $75 million to help USDA keep African swine fever out of the U.S. The lawmakers specifically requesting $20 million to hire additional staff for the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, plus $30 million for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and $25 million to pay for animal depopulation and disposal equipment. The lawmakers want the money included in a continuing resolution or supplemental appropriations package. House Rules Committee meets on Monday to prepare the CR for floor action. That measure is needed to keep the government operating when the new fiscal year begins on October 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're planning to seed your lawn, the keys to success are in preparing the soil and choosing the best type of grass seed that will thrive in the conditions where you live. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville can help you with both. They have rental equipment such as tillers and overseeders, and they offer a great selection of grass seed for sale, plus fertilizer, garden hoses, and sprinklers. You'll be on your way to a beautiful lawn with the help of Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Thanks for buying local. It does make a difference.
You want to rent land, and someone has just what you're looking for. But where do you start? Bone up on your resume on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Competition for rental acreage is increasing. Established farmers want access to more land so they can expand their operation. Or maybe someone just beginning their farming career needs rental land to get their business started. In both cases, even though you'll pay rent, you're basically asking someone to hire you to farm their valuable ground. Ask yourself, why should this person hire me? Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says walking up to someone's door and just saying you'd like to farm their land may not be the best way to convince them. Instead, hand this person your resume. This one-page summary should answer the questions that a landowner would want to know.
A little bit about who you are, your family background, your history in agriculture, business, farming, things like that. How about education? You have a bachelor's degree in agriculture, but it also could be, let's go back to high school or the technical or community college. What have you done in ag-related work or other kinds of business decision-making?
Just like with any job application, who could vouch for you? Be sure to include references.
And it might be something as early as doing chores for a neighbor, some other kinds of work that showed that you were able to work independently, make good decisions, that you worked honestly, that people could trust you. And you pick two or three of who the top references are that you would have and include them as a contact.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for writing a farm resume at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, the Hoosiers still kind of mixed all over the board right now. Corn and wheat still have some pressure on them, mostly lower today. Soybeans rebounded back into the green today, kind of mixed all over the board with livestock as we get closer to the wrap-up and the end of trading for a Tuesday today. December corn currently down 4.5 to 517 and a quarter. The March corn's down 4.5 to 525 and a quarter. Wheat, as we mentioned, with some of the droughts and some of the bad conditions in some parts of the Mid-America region, we are seeing some pressure temperature there right now. December KC wheat down 8.5 to 691.5. The March down 8 points currently to 701 even. Soybeans, however, are rebounding just a little bit. November up in the green, 11.5 to 1274 even. The January up by 11 points to 1282.75. Meal, same story. We're up in the green now. October up 330 to 339.40. The December up by 3.5 to 343.30. Soybean oil, we're seeing pop up in the green as well. October up 12 cents to 55.03. December up by 11 cents to 54.98. As we mentioned, livestock kind of mixed all over the place right now. October live cattle down a quarter to 122.52. Feeder cattle for September down 12 cents to 154.87, but back up in the green for October, 5 cents to 156.72. Lean hogs are in the red today. October down 45 cents to 84.52. December down 47 cents to 73.75. Looking at your currencies today, we're seeing it mostly higher, kind of mixed all over the place right now, though. U.S. dollar index for December down 5 cents to 93.20. The euro are really unchanged right now at 117 for December. Japanese yen, December's in the green to 91 cents. Australian dollar down almost a penny to 72 cents. British pound sitting up in the green right now to $1.36. And the Brazilian currency up in the green to 18 cents right now. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting ready to wrap up today on a Tuesday.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Egg Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Egg Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired tomorrow.
KNDY.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize stay on the beach, I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more.
can all agree that today's country music is great. KNDY 95.5 loves bringing you all the hits of today. But let's not forget that we wouldn't have Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, or Thomas Rhett if it wasn't for Hank, Waylon, Willie, Merle, and countless others who paved the way. So if you're feeling a bit nostalgic for the legends of country, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear classics like these.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
And if your heroes are cowboys too, tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.